The winter postseason gets started soon. First up is action from the mats. And an exciting weekend coming up for high school girls with an eye towards leadership. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The 26th MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Conference is set for February 4th and 5th in Lansing. A couple of days after that, February 7th, is the 38th annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Both events aim to inspire girls to play sports, as there are numerous benefits to being a part of a team. An increase in confidence, physical and mental strength, and character are just some of the benefits of participating. The MHSAA sponsors 15 sports for girls with more than 111,000 participants. Michigan ranks 9th nationally in the number of girls participating, and that number counts students for each sport played, meaning students who are multiple sport athletes are counted more than once. The most popular sports in Michigan continue to be outdoor track and field and volleyball, followed by basketball, cross country, and softball. Studies also show that more than 40% of female athletes play more than one sport. And when you break it down by class, a third of Class A athletes play more than one sport, with that number rising to 45% for Class B, 56% in Class C, and a whopping 62% in Class D. More information on the Women in Sports Leadership Conference and the number of participants in the state can be found at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Constantine wrestler Greg Reed. The 190-pounder won four matches at the Greater Berrien County Wrestling Invitational. Three of those wins were in under a minute, and he helped Constantine capture the team title as well. Clarkston's Kyle Lynch netted two power play goals in a 6-1 win over M1 United. The victory gives Clarkston at least a share of the OAA Red title. And two 1,000-point scorers to tell you about this week. Both Carson Viz of Grand Rapids South Christian and Donnie Yeager of Nouvelle went over 1,000 career points in basketball wins last week.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
A wrestling duel is tied after 14 matches. What happens? How is a winner determined? There are 17 possible criteria used to break ties, starting with advancing the team penalized the fewest number of team points for flagrant misconduct or unsportsmanlike conduct. The 17th and final tiebreaker, if needed, is a simple coin flip. But how often are these steps actually used? A regular season dual meet last week went to the seventh tiebreak. And in 2017 Division III Finals, Richmond beat Dundee for the state championship by going to the eighth step in the tiebreaker procedure. Richmond had scored more total first points and was crowned the winner.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Now that you know how to deal with tiebreakers in wrestling duel matches, let's go over the wrestling postseason schedule. Team districts start on February 7th for Divisions 1 and 3 and February 8th for Divisions 2 and 4. It's the first winter sport postseason to get started, and team regionals are Tuesday, February 14th. Individual districts will start on February 10th. Regionals for boys will be on the 17th, and the girls will wrestle regionals one day later on the 18th. Team wrestling finals will be on the 23rd and 24th at Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo. And individual finals will be March 1st and 2nd from Ford Field in Detroit. The final round will be Saturday afternoon with all five championship mats, divisions 1, 2, 3, 4, and the girls division, starting at about 3:45 p.m. Ticket information for all rounds can be found at MHSAA.com, as well as the latest brackets, locations, scores, and more. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.